WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Actors and writers are now walking picket lines together in New York and Hollywood. Let's talk about what that means for the entertainment industry with Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. Find him on Twitter at Tom Lason. Tom, thank you for joining us today. And the most immediate effect is you will not see the actors from Oppenheimer and Barbie on the TV shows that can still be produced because they have different agreements and aren't impacted by the writer's strike or the SAG strike.
Yeah, you know, there's never a good time for a strike. But with theatrical viewing down and coming out of COVID, man, this is really going to hurt some of the big blockbusters out there, Oppenheimer, MI7, Napoleon. And it is reflected in events. You know, Comic-Con in San Diego is happening, and it's the biggest one, and 40% of the programming in that event involves the stars talking in the Q&A panels and telling the story of the production of these films to their core, hardcore audiences. So all the marketing that you normally associate with the summer blockbuster season, dead silence.
It is still amazing to me that Comic-Con is such a large, the San Diego Comic-Con is such a large part of the Hollywood promotional machine, because I fell down an internet rabbit hole a couple of weeks ago and someone posted pictures from the 1982 Comic-Con, and the biggest stars there were the cartoon voiceover guys. I mean, the biggest celebrity 40 years ago at Comic-Con was Gary Owens, and now it's like the biggest stars in the world are going to San Diego Comic-Con because you have to talk to those people.
Well, that's it. And it's not just fans now. These folks are also opinion leaders. They're also influencers. So, yes, you've got a room full of people who are fans, but half those folks are running their own blogs and their own microsites devoted to promoting these pieces. So the echo chamber effect out to the broader audience is huge now, and I think that's been one of the real keys to success of events like Comic-Con.
One of the biggest hits on Netflix in recent years was Squid Game, which was a South Korean import, and Netflix can continue to keep putting programming into the pipeline because they can go overseas, but are there certain union jurisdictional rules? You know, when does it become importing programming and when does it become strike-breaking?
You know, that is really buried in the fine print of the language that I'm not familiar with on those national and international contracts. But the bottom line is, I think the headline is what you state, is that for now, Netflix has a bit of an advantage in the sense that it's got this strong international production infrastructure built. You know, subs are up here in Q2 as compared to a down a million last year. Password sharing is the crackdown's paying off. The low price point ad is supported tier is paying off. So it's all coming up Netflix for now. And hopefully, at least in their opinion, they can last a while here with what's in the pipeline internationally. And it may just help them maybe a little better than their competitors sustain a longer strike.
Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. Find him on Twitter at Tom Lason. Thank you for joining us today.